Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Membership IQ. I'm Sarah Sladek, your host. And today we are talking about the birds and the bees. Well, not exactly. It's not really that kind of podcast, but we are going to talk about bees, which is why if you're watching this on video, you see I am decked out in super, super bright yellow and black to remind you of that bee methodology. Bees do it. We need to do it. What is it? It is pollination. Bees fly around and they gather nectar from a variety of flowers. Then they fly back to their hive, which is full of a lot of other bees, and they convert that nectar into honey. And it's a win-win-win for everyone because the process benefits the flowers, it benefits the bees, it benefits the hive, and it benefits those who eat honey and enjoy the sweet taste of honey, the people who eat the honey. Win, win, win. Gather something great, turn it into something even bigger, better, to benefit even more people. Doesn't that sound like the recipe for an association and its membership? Well, it should, but so many associations are fearful of actually pollinating. I'll give you an example. Several years ago, I was sitting across the table from an association CEO who was complaining because membership was really declining. And I shifted the conversation and I asked him, tell me something good. What is something the association's done lately that really benefited a lot of people? And he went on to tell me the story of a sports stadium that was being built in their community. And the stadium ran into funding issues, but this association stepped in and saved the day. They were able to raise the funding and this huge economic development initiative for this community was able to proceed without stopping. And of course, that raised a lot for the community, benefited a lot of people. It was good, 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 good. Win, 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 win. Taking something good, making it something even better. Voila, magic, wonderful stuff happening. But nobody actually knew about it. You see, that association CEO went on to tell me, because I asked, what kind of publicity did you get out of this? What kind of momentum? Did membership grow? How did you leverage this? And he actually said to me, it's something I will never forget. He actually said, oh, no, no, no. We're not going to tell anybody we did this. We're not going to tell anybody. And I said, why not? Why on earth not? And he said, because we don't need the accolades. Because we'd just rather be a silent partner. Because we wouldn't want to hurt anyone else's feelings. Because it's just better if we're behind the scenes. He had all these excuses and reasoning for actually not pollinating, not win, 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 not greater good, not anything. We're just going to not tell anybody what we're working on or how it benefits other people. This is a recipe for disaster, people. You would be surprised how often I go in and I do strategy retreats with associations. And part of my process is going through a legends exercise, the process of really identifying what are good things that are happening in the organization that very few people know about. And I am always shocked when I work with these organizations because it never fails. It never fails that there's this huge list of accomplishments, accolades, and momentum and committees and achievements and wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things that are happening that nobody knows. And if nobody knows, that it's not moving towards a greater good, it's not benefiting anyone, and it's certainly not benefiting the association. Your role as an association is to bring the goodness together and disseminate it, leverage it, share it. People are looking right now for associations that will lead them and that will do good works and that will be there and is willing to raise their hands and create good. You know, right now we're living through the most disruptive era in history. People are feeling lost, disillusioned, isolated, hopeless. So the worst thing your association can do right now is to be quiet about its accomplishments. People need to know what you're doing on their behalf. They need to know that they are literally investing in an organization with their time and their resources, their dues. They're literally investing in an organization that will take that money, those resources, that time, leverage it for a greater good. This is why associations even engage in advocacy efforts and lobby and go to the Capitol and rally and raise their voices for change. But sometimes that's the extent of the pollination efforts. And here and now, your members need to hear from you. Here and now, members need to know that you got their back. Bees do it. You need to do it too. When my kids were little, I used to, speaking of bees, I used to create a bee with my hand and my fingers, and I would make the buzzing noise, bzz, 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 and I would land somewhere on them, their nose, their toes, their tummy. And it's always resulted in peals of laughter. They loved it. Little kids love this little exercise. They love the anticipation of not knowing where the bee's going next. They love the excitement of it, the intrigue, the mystery, the fun. It's the same thing that people are looking from your association. They're looking for something that's going to make them laugh. They're looking for something that's going to make them feel inspired. They're looking for something that's going to make them feel like they belong and that they're part of a community. As simple as it is, it's contagious when these things happen. We need to feel good about our investments in our associations. We need to feel like our investment is going to something bigger, better, greater. And once again, we want to follow a leader, especially right now when times are really challenging and really there's just not enough good news going around. So get out there, think like a bee and pollinate, for goodness sake. Spread the news through social media, through networks, through phone calls, through emails. I don't care what platform, just share. Share the good work your association is doing, because we can all use a win, 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 win. Bees do it. You need to do it too. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Sarah Sladek, and this is Membership IQ.